Welcome to All Around Oklahoma Agriculture. I'm Sam Knipp. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is keeping the pressure on the Humane Society of the U.S. and other groups that raise funds in Oklahoma. You may recall Pruitt announced in March that he was investigating fundraising efforts in Oklahoma. Now comes word that the Attorney General in New York has fined Quadriga, the main fundraiser for HSUS, $25 million. We recently sat down with Attorney General Pruitt to talk about his ongoing efforts to protect consumers and the agriculture industry. We first asked Pruitt to refresh our memory about the consumer alert he issued in March.
And the focus of that was simply to, as we do with a lot of consumer alerts, is raise awareness. We come across information with respect to nonprofit activity in the state of Oklahoma on occasion. And when that occurs and we have a concern, we issue those alerts to folks so that they can be equipped to make a decision on how they give money to nonprofit organizations. And specifically with HSUS at that time, it was a concern that perhaps they were engaged in what we would call deceptive fundraising practices, where they would represent certain things on what the monies were going to be used for, particularly for local shelters, and whether in fact those monies were being used for local shelters. Oklahomans, like folks across the country, when they see images of animals that are being displaced or in harm's way, they want to help. And when images come across a television screen or are used in direct mail pieces, and it's represented that those monies are going to be used generally for those purposes, and in fact are not afterwards, that is something that's problematic. And that's what we began looking into in the first quarter of this year.
And as we mentioned at the top of the show, one of the fundraising firms used by HSUS has been fined $25 million. That would be Quadriga Art, a direct mail firm, and a second entity. They were fined by the New York Attorney General.
That settlement, I think, has affirmed some of the concerns that we have. We are continuing to investigate. In fact, we have sent consumer investigative demands, subpoenas, to HSUS as well as Quadriga recently to demand certain information and documentation from them because we believe what happened in New York potentially has happened in Oklahoma. So that investigation continues.
So we know there's work being done in New York and Oklahoma. Are there other states doing similar type work?
The narrative and the dialogue is there, yes. I've been in contact with other state attorneys general. We have talked about this on a national basis. There may be other states that join soon. I don't have concrete information about their involvement, but we are talking about that.
So where do we go from here? What's the next step?
Well, we hope that the HSUS and Quadriga, this entity that's used almost in an arm's length fashion with HSUS to raise monies, that they provide the documentation and information that's requested. We've effectively issued what would be known in the courts as a subpoena to force them, to require them to provide both financial documentation but also direct mail pieces on how they have advertised in the state of Oklahoma for donations. So we're waiting for that information. It's a very short window. It's supposed to be provided in late July, third, fourth week of July. We'll evaluate the documentation at that time and then see what the next steps are.
What's been the reaction from HSUS?
Well, in some respects, not good. I mean, as the meetings took place here at our office, we members of my team have actually met with the leadership of HSUS, and there's been denial. But this was all before the settlement with the New York Attorney General. The documents and the information that we're seeking will be objectively measured. You know, someone can sit across a table and say, we're doing it the right way. But when you raise literally hundreds of millions of dollars, and all that we see so far is less than 1% of those monies going into what would be considered local shelters, it is a very fair and right question to ask this organization nationally. Are they being deceptive and unfair in their communications as they raise money from citizens from state to state? So we intend to push that issue. We intend to find out, and if in fact they are engaging in what we consider deceptive practices, we will bring enforcement actions to prevent them from doing that in the future and seek to recover damages.
And it's not just a consumer issue. As we know, HSUS has been on the opposite side with agriculture, the leading industry in Oklahoma, trying to change how we raise animals here. So this is something we need to keep track of.
It is, because, again, if monies are being raised in the hundreds of millions of dollars and there's representations being made that those monies are for, largely or generally, for local shelters, this displacement and harm to animals, and less than 1% is going to that, but then being used in policy advocacy, lobbying activities, media that is wholly unrelated to that, or at least arguably unrelated to that, that's a problem. And you're right. That's what we're mindful of trying to find out, and that's what the subpoenas and what we're doing right now is focused upon.
Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt keeping the pressure on the Humane Society of the U.S. and other groups that raise funds in Oklahoma. Now, we should add that according to the HSUS annual report, last year they had revenue of approximately $170 million. We're out of time for this edition of All Around Oklahoma Agriculture. I'm Sam Knipp. Make it a great day.